ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the year 2021 has not been the greatest for the coach of Tonga's national men's rugby union team, Tota Kefu. He's presided over some humiliating defeats, not least at the hands of the All Blacks, with COVID-19 restrictions forcing him to pick greatly weakened squads to meet the team's fixture commitments. Then to add to his woes, Kefu and his family were subjected to a violent home invasion at their house in Brisbane, and his wife is still recovering from her injuries. But 2022 is set to bring new hope for Tota Kefu and his family. Now, World Rugby have made it possible at last for players tied to the likes of New Zealand and Australia to switch their allegiance to their countries of origin. So by the time the Pacific Nations Cup comes around in July next year, the Tongan squad is set to be filled with a raft of stars, including English club superstar Charles Beattau and one very controversial choice in former Wallaby Israel Folau. And Totai Kefu says the prospect of putting out a team made up of the very best Tongan players for the first time has lifted him and his family.
This decision transforms our team straight away, and it will hopefully make us really, really competitive at the World Cup.
When you say transforms the team immediately, a lot of attention has been on Charles Beattau as a player you'd obviously love to have in the team, and now apparently you can. But there are others, as it were, in a queue waiting to join you?
We've been talking with a lot of players over the last 12 to 18 months, players like Augustine Pulu, George Moala, Peter Aki. There's also players who have just moved overseas recently, Nani Laumape and Vaia Fifita. Israel Folau is ready to jump on board, so he'll come straight into the team or in the squad next year when our PNC rolls around. So there's a host of players there, and hopefully on the back of those players arriving, you know, it may turn some players to put on the red and white as well.
You mentioned the name of Israel Folau there. I mean, picking him will not be without controversy, but clearly you don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with that. There hasn't been any restrictions from World Rugby's side. I'm sure there will be controversy, but we'll cross that bridge when it comes.
But looking at the potential lineup, therefore, that you could take to the World Cup in 2023, bearing in mind you still have to qualify, there's one hurdle to overcome. But you get over that, go to the World Cup with this star lineup, I mean, you could do some serious damage there.
Definitely, definitely, most definitely. And that's always been our goal, to get those players playing for us. We don't have the luxury of spending a lot of time together. Due to the fact that we've got players all over the world, coming together for a short period of time is very hard to get the team playing the way we want it to play. So the biggest change we can make in terms of getting wins is actually improving the class of player that we have. And changing this rule does that straight away.
When you reflect, though, on the matches that the Akalitahi have played in recent times, and perhaps notably the game against the All Blacks, which was not a great day for Tonga, but the difficulty you've had in assembling a team, what do you say to those players who have put their best foot forward for Tonga and have pulled on the red and white jumper, but just, I guess, are in a different class, unfortunately?
Yeah, look, those players will still be thereabouts. They will still have to perform well wherever they're playing, whether it's at club or ITM Cup level. So those players, and we discovered a lot during that July campaign, there's some players there that have some huge amount of potential. And so we still got our eye on those players because they're only going to get better. So we've got our eye on them. There's some of them playing for the Moana team in the Super Rugby. So no, they're definitely not out of the picture.
And in terms of the broader development of rugby in Tonga, I mean, this is going to make a big difference, isn't it? Because having, again, somebody like Charles Beattau on board, that will attract sponsors because it's a name that they'll recognise as a superstar player.
It'll be like the Matema Tonga team. We're going to get all these high-profile players back to us. And like you said, they're going to draw a lot of attention to the team. It may switch allegiances. It may swing a few players back our way. So we're hoping that does because the team and the country really deserve a really competitive Akalitahi.
And do you see what's happened here as perhaps a symptom of a broader change within world rugby in terms of what they can do to help the Pacific Nations? Because you've certainly had more competitive matches in recent years, which you've been asking for. Now you have access to these players that have been aching to play for Tonga for ages and haven't been able to. And do you see more changes ahead that will assist the Pacific Islands to reach their potential?
I hope so. I mean, the next The next thing on the agenda for us is finding the opportunity to spend more time together as a team. That's one thing the Tier 1 nations have over us is they get time together, months and months of preparation. Just look at that test match before the English game just recently. If we put a team together, they would have had a handful of training matches. I'm pretty sure Eddie would have had weeks upon months to prepare his team for our match and the matches after. So if you really want to make us competitive in the future or at the World Cup, we need to have that same type of preparation time.
And what about your own situation? Of course, you've been, as it were, keeping a watchful eye over the team from afar while they were overseas because of your own personal situation after the home invasion earlier in the year. I mean, how are you? How are your family? And when will you be back on board full-time with the team?
I'll be at the next campaign. I'm hoping to visit Northern Hemisphere and Europe, hopefully early in the new year, so I can get around to the players and just delivering a bit of a schedule for the year or the plan for the World Cup for the next 2 years. And I've already started putting a team together for July in regards to that recent rule change. So always working.
And you and the family, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're doing really well. My wife's in some intensive therapy at the moment in regards to getting a full range of movement in her hand. The specialists say it'll take a while, maybe 6 to 12 months, but we're all tracking well and heading in the right direction.
And bearing in mind what you went through, obviously, I mean, what has happened here and the lift that it gives to the team, I guess it automatically filters down to you and your family. This is a lot to look forward to for Tongan rugby.
Yeah, I mean, to cap off what's been a really difficult year for us as a family, this news has been fantastic. So it's given the whole family a bit of a lift leading into Christmas. So hopefully next year we can get off on a right foot and have a really good July campaign and qualify for the World Cup and then really start to plan for that World Cup in 2 years' time.
So would you anticipate that the team that will next take to the field with Tonga will be pretty much along the lines of the team you would like to see now that these rules have changed? I mean, will, for example, Charles Pietau feature next time out?
Yeah, definitely. They'll all come in and I'll touch base with them probably early in the new year before I visit them. So Charles, definitely, he'll come into the squad. Izzy Folau, I've had conversations with him. He's really, really keen to get involved. I know there's other players, Augustine Kulu and George Muala have also expressed interest in playing as well. So we'll pick the strongest team available.
As Toto Kafu, head coach of the Tongan men's rugby team, looking forward with plenty of anticipation to the next time he assembles a squad, now that all those star names will be free, if they choose to pull on the red and white Ekalitahi jumper. And by all accounts, conversations going on in Europe right at the moment. The CEO of the Tongan Rugby Union, Peter Harding, is still out there after Tonga's recent tour. He's staying on for a few more days to chat to a few of those players that they'd like to line up for the team.